Shame, shame, shame. Where is the box of shame? Because producer Porkchop is going to face it right now. Follow us on Instagram. We're going to go live. Radio Now, AM show. Porkchop yesterday, if you missed it, rolled what, a one?
Yeah, that's like my average.
The lowest number possible. You want to roll a high number because the lowest number has to face the box of shame. And Porkchop, just to remind everybody, there's a lot of things that are in there that you could possibly face. There is a tic-tac-toe Sharpie where we'd have to play tic-tac-toe. For you, it'd be on your face. On me, it'd be on my head, but you might have to work later.
I have to. I'm serving tonight at the very fancy steakhouse at 4 o'clock, so I can't get Sharpie on my face.
There was something that it was so cool. You had to walk backwards for the rest of the day.
I like, can't everywhere do that. Go.
Yeah, the 24-hour back. So, like, you'd have to serve everybody walking by backwards. Like, hey,
how am I going to serve them if I'm walking backwards?
I feel like you'd get more business people would come in just to see you do that.
There's a clothespin face where you have to have a bunch of clothes to see how many clothespins you can put on your face. Baby bird food is a good one. And
I will literally throw up.
I think there's lick it or pick it, or it's called pick it or lick it.
Wait, what is that one?
It's where you you have to lick one of two things. I think it's either the bottom of somebody's foot on the show or their armpit.
Oh, my God.
But you get to pick it. You lick
it. I'm such a germaphobe. I'll die.
I'd pick bottom of Mackenzie's foot.
Well, I think the show as a group has to decide, so probably my foot.
But, wait, by the bottom of my shoe or my foot?
Yeah, Joe just wants me to lick his feet. Ew, dude. He's like, the show has to pick. It's me.
No, I just feel like my foot's way grosser than Mackenzie's. She actually gets like all that callus and stuff removed. I keep it there for flavor. Now, Porkchop, are you ready to dive into the box of shame? And we'll see what you have to do.
Literally so dumb. Yeah.
Here he goes.
He's so dumb. I don't like it.
He's opening up the box of shame.
Do I have to close my eyes or can I look?
Yes, there's no cheating.
All right.
He's shuffling around the dares.
All right.
Oh, are you going deep? Hold on, going deep.
All right, I got one. Is this one?
Yep, looks like one.
Okay.
Cannot wait to see what Porkchop faces.
Oh, man, I'm nervous.
No. No!
What, are you going to lick my foot? You going to lick my foot? Lick my pit?
Ew.
Get a trash can, someone. I'm telling you, I'm going to throw up. I can't even say it. It's baby bird.
Oh, no. Honestly, this is the only one I was afraid of doing. I was afraid of doing the baby bird. If you don't know what that is, like sweet nature things happen where mama birds chew up the food for the little baby birds and they kind of feed it down to them. And Porkchop's going to be our little baby bird today. Who's going to be mama bird? Mackenzie, are you the mama bird? Liv, are you the mama bird? Am I the daddy bird? We could do daddy bird.
Liv's going to do it.
Okay. Do it. Get it done.
What food is it going to be?
Well, the only food I brought today, I already ate my blueberries, but I have this like organic kind of grass-fed turkey Slim Jim kind of thing.
Oh, a Slim Jim?
You're going to baby bird a Slim Jim into his mouth?
It's organic and it's grass-fed.
I'm telling you, I'm going to throw up.
That's fine.
Hey, Porkchop, it's only 70 calories and it's got a ton of protein in it.
But what if she doesn't chew it all the way and there's like chunks?
Oh my gosh. This is such good video. I can't wait for you to see this.
I'm nervous and I'm not even partaking in this. We're live on Instagram right now. You guys want to do it?
I actually want Porkchop to wait a little bit longer. I want to play one song.
Yes. He needs to mentally prepare for this.
Everyone's saying they would throw up too, and Porkchop looks like he's going to throw up.
He does.
He looks not that well.
Liv's going to put that in her mouth, chew it up, and then regurgitate it basically into the mouth. Regurgitate.
We will have Porkchop face his box of shame punishment next here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Live on Instagram, Radio Now AM show, producer Porkchop.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Like, I feel like we're going to get, as much as I want to laugh at you right now, because I'm so glad you're in this position and I'm not, I'm afraid you're just going to quit the show.
Yeah, what if Liv has cooties? This could be an HR issue.
I'm scared that it's a Slim Jim, of all things, that she's going to regurgitate into your mouth, because I feel like it might be better if it was, like, strawberries or, like,
mashed potatoes.
Here's the thing.
Who brings mashed potatoes?
I brought fruit, but I already ate the berries, and it's organic, it's grass-fed, it's great quality, it's 70 calories, it's 10 grams of protein, Now,
she's totally selling this.
We're doing the baby bird. That is pork chop's punishment. Thank God. I put that in there, and I hoped it never happened to me. Now, Liv will be the mama bird. You'll be the baby. So you want him to sit? How are we going to do this here?
Yeah, so I'm going to I'm going to get on the stool.
Oh, you're going to be up high.
And kind of kneel high so he can fully tilt his head back, and I can, you know, just dribble it in.
All right, get into your perch. Get up high there, Mama Bird. Make sure she doesn't fall.
We're live right now on Instagram.
Yeah, Radio Now AM show. All right, okay. I'm getting the perch. I'm opening up the...
Pork Chop, how you feeling, man, like right now? Because she's opening up the beef stick.
I don't know, man. Like, I feel like like my chest is heavy.
Wow.
This is free range. Turkey,
oh, it's the good stuff. It's the good stuff.
So she's perched up on a stool. Are you already throwing up? Oh my! If he throws up, I'm gonna throw
Dude,
up.
If he throws up, I'm gonna throw We're up all too.
Listen, listen. You guys so need to make sure that you cover yourselves over
God.
The garbage can.
Going to throw
pork
up,
chop,
pork
are
chop.
You okay? We haven't even done it yet. Why are you sick?
I am not about to baby bird into his mouth and then him.
Oh my! What is wrong with you?
Stop saying baby bird.
Wait, do you want a different name, like baby dog?
Sure.
All right. Are you ready, pork chop?
He's already getting sick.
Dude, I'm so scared that I'm going to be, you know, doing it, and then he's
going to... Stop talking about it. Don't talk about it. Stop. Just let's do it.
This is the worst. Get out of your head. Just don't think about what's happening.
Oh, I'll think about blue eyes.
Think about your new hot man. You would like him to do this to you.
I don't want to do this anymore.
All right, hurry up, guys. Come on.
Okay, you guys.
People listening, they expect us to pay off the bets.
Okay.
All right, Mama Bird is now perched up.
We're live on Instagram, so you can see this.
Dude, he's gonna.
Oh, he's no, he's not. Let go. If he barfs, he barfs. It's part of the punishment. All right, baby bird, open up your mouth.
He barely can open his mouth.
Can I just place it?
If someone barfs
on me, you have to like drop it in like a baby.
That's what I'm saying.
Birds don't have hands. You have to put it in his mouth.
You have to chew it up though. Don't just like clunk it in.
You gotta have your mouth closed because you don't want to spill any.
Oh no, he's gonna barf.
Where if you barf on me, I'm
going to
be so mad.
Everyone's going to end up throwing up.
All right, here we go. In three.
This is so uncomfortable. He can't even open his mouth.
Open your mouth. Two.
Oh, no.
What are you doing?
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
Why is he going to throw up? She hasn't done it yet.
Oh, poor chop. Come on, dude.
Chop.
Come on. Come on.
All right. Are you okay? I feel bad now. This is like torture.
We made him throw... I say we made him throw up. That's
no,
okay.
No. 833-563.
Then you can do it, Joe.
No, Liv, I would do it. I would be a team player, and I would pay off my bet and my debt if I lost. But unfortunately for you guys, I don't roll ones.
I know, but I didn't lose.
I know.
So someone has to baby bird it to him, and if he's not throwing up on me.
Then I'll baby. You want me to baby bird?
No, he doesn't.
Give me it. I'll chew up that beef stick right now.
If you don't do it, Joe's going to come over here. So here's the deal. Close your eyes and open your mouth and just... It'll happen fast.
Put the garbage
out. Sounds so magical.
Sounds like your first time you hooked up.
Oh, gosh.
A lot like college, guys.
Put the garbage can on the ground. Put it long ways in case you projectile.
This is so wild. Okay.
Now, here we go.
So
come
now,
on.
Everybody, take a deep breath.
And
reset.
Just do it.
Reset, everybody. We
in
can do this.
Three.
Oh, my God.
You're not throwing up. Now he's just being dramatic.
Oh, no, he is.
Oh, really?
Stuff's coming out.
Oh, God. Okay. All right.
We might want to take a pause. Oh!
Okay.
We haven't even done it yet.
833-563-2539. Here's what I'll do. I'll take three calls. If people think that Pork Chop should fulfill his obligation and do the baby bird, you need to do it. If not, we will give you mercy this week. And let you move on. There's a little tear right now, so now I kind of feel guilty.
He already did throw up. I feel bad.
833-563-2539. It is Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show. I mean, how many people listening right now would love to have a nice little turkey slice of beef jerky? I would. Give it to me.
Regurgitated?
Yeah, well,
no.
I don't know. We'll find out what you think, and maybe we'll let them off next. I apologize if you've been trying to get some resolution to what's happening today, but sometimes things go longer than you expect them to go, and today is a hot mess here on the show.
There's
Are you okay?
There's been a plot twist is what's happened, because Pork Chop was gearing up to do it, and then he's already thrown up a few times.
Yeah, like one and a half times.
Kind of started with dry heaving, and then he already threw up. So now I feel terrible. They haven't even done the dare. This hasn't even been open.
Can I call an audible? Can I lick Joe's foot or something?
No. Here's my thing, and I want to get to. Let me get to the calls first, then I'll throw my stuff out there to see what people think. Because we got full phone lines. I don't have your name, so just if I talk to you, try to say something. Good morning. Who's this?
Ashley,
thank you so much. What do you think? Should Porkchop have to do the baby bird where Liv chews it up, she feeds it to him like a nice baby mama bird would do, and he takes it like a little baby bird?
No, I don't think. Well, I've been watching the Instagram video, and since he threw up, like, legitimately, I think he should be out of it.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be able to go down, because I think he's just going to keep, like, dry heaving or whatever comes up.
I feel like
it's just...
Yes, right. He's going to throw up on Liv, and then I'm going to see that, and then I'm going to throw up.
Which,
and
honestly,
Joe's
guys,
gonna throw up.
I won't, but it would be great radio. I think we should do that. People would be talking about it.
Chain reaction.
Hey, good morning. What's your name?
This is Wendy.
Hey, what's up? What do you think? Should Porkchop have to finish the baby bird? People have been listening now for probably 20 minutes, waiting for him to fulfill his obligation because he lost. We didn't make him lose. He rolled the number.
I know he rolled the number, but it's like I just watched the live video. He's throwing up, so I don't think he should do it. Like, pick a different challenge.
But that's not how it works, though. It's not like pick the challenge you want to do. But thank you for the call. I mean, the challenge is the challenge. That's why you don't want to lose. That's the worst part about it. No. If it's like, well, I'm going to pick my punishment. I'm gonna eat garlic.
This is super nasty, though. Like, he's saying through a drive-thru. Compared to this,
yeah,
that was cake.
He got lucky. Sometimes you get lucky. Hey, who's this? Good morning. Who is this?
This is Stephanie.
Stephanie, thank you for hanging on. Should Porkchop have to face the challenge and finally complete the baby bird? He's already gotten sick, and now everybody's kind of saying, well, no, you don't have to.
I think he faced up. Like, he was there. He was ready. But I don't think he's going to be able to follow through with it.
Are you blaming this on Liv for not actually feeding him? Like, should she have just dropped it right then?
I don't know. I think... You know, Porkchop, he really tried, but I don't think, like, for the sake of whoever is watching live, I don't think he should have to do this.
I feel bad for whoever's eating breakfast right now.
And is it the fact that she brought meat, like it's beef jerky, like it's chomps? Is
Maybe.
That make
I don't
you
know.
Gross because it's going
to
be?
I feel like I have to do it. I'm not a quitter. And I feel like this is like quitting, and I'm not a cheater.
Listen, I like that you're actually not a quitter, but you're quitting right now is what you're doing.
Liv's like, I'm out. Liv's not doing it.
If we're going to do it, they got to do it now.
Wait,
but you guys make the
call. Let's do one last call real quick. Good morning. Who is this?
This is Darian.
Hey, Darian, real quick. Does Porkchop need to do this?
I just heard Porkchop say that he's not a quitter, so I don't want to see him quit this early in the game. I want to see him mow down on that baby bird food.
How about this? All right, listen. Liv, you chew it, put it in your hand, I'll put it in my hand, and I'll eat it. How about that?
Deal.
You can go far away.
How about this? She takes one little chomp, doesn't chew it hardly at all, and just pops it in your mouth in her mouth.
Just put it in my hand. Let's do it. Come on. Let's
Guys,
go.
Here's my thing, though, and thank you for the call. Baby birds and birds don't have hands and arms. They have little legs.
I think she should just have a little bit in her mouth and drop it.
This is my first time trying one of these, and it's not good. Uh-huh. Like, it's not even good the first time when it's in my mouth. So...
I'll do it with the hands.
People are saying, we're live on Instagram, don't be a quitter. So the tides have turned. People are saying, now do it.
Here's my final thing as Liv's chewing it up, and I'm being dead serious. We should maybe reconsider maybe this is the last time we do Dare Dice or Box of Shame, because if people aren't going to do the punishments...
Joe, I'm about to do it.
Close your eyes.
Eyes closed.
I want you to close your eyes. I am leaving the room when he does this, because I can't see him puke again.
I'm not going to puke. Just put it in my hand.
Everyone's saying do it.
All right, Liv has handed off the chewed up food.
Three. Looks like bacon bits. Three?
Yes.
Two?
That's all it is. It's just bacon bits. Yum.
Chew it up.
Just think that in your mind.
You've had your mouth around worse. Come on.
I did it, guys.
Swallow it.
So awkward. Oh. It's okay. You did it.
Does it taste like Liv?
You're done. You're done. You totally did it. You're done. He did it. Yay. He did it. Slow clap. Wow. Are you going to throw up again?
I'm good.
You're good?
All right, Mackenzie, I'll have you put the camera down because we're going to transition out of this hour-long Dare Dice Box of Shame bit, and I would like to find out what's actually happening in the garbage.
I need water.
Oh, my God. Are you okay? I'm just scared he's going to throw up. Okay, well, coming up in the garbage, a thief broke into Jenna Dewan's Tesla. Uh-oh, what they took, and that much more. Oh, he's going
to
throw up.
Oh, wait, okay. Speaking of the garbage, Pork Chop's running to it right now. All right, hang on. We'll be right back. It's Radio Now.